You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Your body is talking to you. Are you listening? Join Coach Stephanie Wood as they let you in on the little-known secrets of your body. Every day, you will walk a little prouder as you and your body merge into the whole person that you have always strived to be. After all, what's not to love about you? Body confidence is the expectation of a positive outcome. Are you ready for a fun-filled, informative hour that will give you and your body confidence?
Hi, everyone. This is Coach Stephanie Wood with my favorite other coach and colleague, Sharon Shrieky, and we're here at the Law of Attraction Radio Network, where we give podcasts weekly around body confidence, LOA style. And before we go into our subject today, I always start with you, Sharon. What's going on?
Thank you. Well, you know, all kinds of things are going on, but mostly it's the love for what I do, and that's coaching. And I love coaching people, and I know that it comes through in the podcast. You and I, we both love what we do. We love the people that we're privileged to coach, and you know, just helping people get to their goals or improve their relationships or find their body confidence. It's an amazing thing. And if anyone wants to reach me, my email is sharonshrieky@gmail.com. And that's sharonshrieky@gmail.com. And I'm going to pass it over to you, Stephanie. Tell us.
Okay, the baton is over to me. I'm at bodyawe.com. There's my body knowledge system playbook that you can purchase for a minimal amount, and you can get some ebooks. You could take different body confidence check-ins, questionnaires. And what Sharon and I really enjoy doing is within our coaching practice and our podcast, we really want to hear from you. So with that said, we did hear from somebody this week, and he said this: sometimes I have trouble feeling confident in my own decisions and ideas. Sometimes I rely too much on others' opinions. So how can I become body confident? How can I use my body confident muscle to help learn to trust myself?
Yeah. Well, you know what came up for me?
Yes, I'm dying to hear.
Yeah, I, you know, what comes up for me is I recently realized that what makes us most body confidence is being present in our body. And that's really what I think. I think that a lot of times when we get stressed or we get judgmental or critical of ourselves, we actually like leave our body. We're not in our body. We're thinking of what happens if this, and we're about that, and you know, all of those things. And so that's what was coming up for me when I heard that, when I read that letter. You know, being present in your body, and I think that the best way to be present, one great one for me at least, is being grateful, gratitude. And you know, it brings me to where I am right now, back into my body, what I have, what I, you know, what I'm surrounded with. And it's sort of like, that's one thing of grounding, grounds me and brings me back into my body confidence. How about you? Well, what was coming up for you?
Well, I'm going to add on to your tip list. Thanks for starting it out. Okay. We said grateful. For me, it's also being kind and adding humor.
Excuse me. Yeah.
Being kind and adding humor.
Wow, that's interesting. So, like, so this person that wrote in is feeling disconnected from his body because he feels, you know, I'm just going to give it over. It's too hard for me. I'm like checking out. And so, by being kind, when you say kind, you're talking about being kind to yourself or being kind to others. What? How does that?
I would say both. To myself. And others. And again, I always add movement to all of our tips because that for me gets us in touch of our body confidence. So again, he said, I have trouble feeling confident in my own decisions. Now, what also came up for me is, you know, it's intuition. I mean, if you really feel strongly about something, say it.
Yeah, like you said, being kind, and also like you also mentioned being bringing humor into it, I guess when I hear humor, I think being lighthearted about it, being a
I like that, lighthearted.
Lighthearted.
So let's say, okay, Sharon.
Okay.
Have you ever made a decision that ended not too well?
Yes. Yes, I have.
Can you give us an example of something that just went awry?
Something that went awry. Of course, when I'm like, oh, I've done it millions of times, but how can I think of one right now when I've made a decision and it was the wrong one?
But you made the decision. See, that's the point that we want to coach around with this potential client is that, yeah, you're going to make a mistake. So what happened? Can you give me a scenario, something that happened and you just like went poop on your face?
Yeah, I could give you a million of them, but right now my brain has gone blank. But I could tell you that I feel like when that does happen, I think the urge to be judgmental, like, you know, self-judging is great. It's heavy. I think that what happens is we all have a habit, like something that we developed when we were little, of when we make a mistake, we can go to the judgment, like, oh, I stink. Why did I do that? So that was,
oh,
so
come
stupid.
On, be more personal. Tell us something that you did that you got pooped on.
Okay, let me think. Recent.
Okay.
Do you know what's coming up for me?
Like, all right.
Something that happened in high school is popping into my brain. It's such a crazy thing.
Go ahead.
All right. So I recently saw this girl. I saw this this woman. I was on the beach. I was walking on the boardwalk, and she's there from high school. And something happened in high school. I was with other people on our computer. We were sharing a floppy disk. That's how old I am. And something happened where we were sharing it with this girl and we wrote something on it, something so silly. But what happened was the girl that got the disc and the message was so insulted by it. This is this woman that I saw on the beach, and it was a big scandal in high school. It was like her mother came to school and she was crying and she thought we wronged her. But really, we were just being some silly, dumb teenagers that just had nothing to do, and we were in computer class, and so we just wrote something that was, but it turned out to be such a poor choice, you know, a poor choice. So I could tell you that, like, that was just, I remember because it was a big deal. My mom had to come, you know, to school, and we had to talk to the principal, and it was such a serious thing. And at the time, I really thought it was, I didn't think it was such a serious thing. I thought it was a big joke, and I didn't really even mean to hurt this girl, but she was hurt. And I think that things like that in our lives, like little things like that, every time we make a poor decision, we can bring up the emotions. I don't think I'm going to remember that one, but I think the feeling comes up into our body. You know, the feeling of, I shouldn't have done it. Why did I do it? It's that dread that comes into our body. And so we say, I don't even want to go near that. I don't even want to make a decision because I don't want to feel that dread in my body.
Okay, so then the opposite of that would be a joyful experience of acknowledging, being grateful, having humor, being kind. So really it starts with gratefulness for yourself, being kind to yourself, having a little humor.
Yeah, I mean, it has to do with also acknowledging that, you know, all the things in our lives, even the mistakes that we've made in the past, is what builds us as humans. It's what makes us who we are. It makes us aware. It makes us smarter. So like even that example of what happened in high school, it made me realize that I needed to be more present when I do things. I needed to be more in my aware of repercussions, or maybe a little bit more gentle when I, you know, whatever it was, you know, I think of like how it was, maybe I should have spoken to her and said, you know, listen, it was really, it wasn't done on purpose. I really, you know, I care for you. Whatever it was, these things are meant to teach us and not to put us down and shut us up and tell, you know, what we do is sometimes it causes us to say, I'm just not going to make a decision. I'm just going to stay put and stay safe.
Well, again, I'm going to read it to you. She says, I'm not sure if it's a he or she, excuse me. Sometimes I have a tough time feeling confident with my own decisions. So I'd like to pause this here and just think of some how or what questions as coaches we could ask this person. Again, sometimes I have trouble feeling confident with my decisions. So I would start with the question is, when have you felt confident with the decision that you've made? Let's go back in time.
Great one.
That's what I would start with. Do you have a what or a how or a
when
question?
Yeah, I would say,
what
does success look like? You know, sort of like what you're saying is, you know, what happened in the past so that you can feel confident in your body. I'm saying, how can we paint this picture of what it looks like so that we can reach that? You know, either one, both of them, the past and the future, those are what I think that people go to when they go into their fear body, when they're in fear. They're worried about the past and the future. So sort of like that makes sense that we should.
But isn't that, you know, in coaching, we create this safe place for our clients. So just answering those two questions can give this person a safe place to go.
Right, exactly.
And just experiment and then there's usually something that comes up where they feel more comfortable. They have a aha moment. We love aha moments in coaching.
Right, we do.
Okay.
Absolutely.
It's all of a sudden, bing, okay, I know what I haven't been doing. So again, in coaching, we try to ask what, how, or when questions.
Yeah.
We usually try to stay away from the why.
Yes. And you know
what's
what?
What's your experience with that?
What was popping up in my brain was the law of attraction. The law of attraction, sort of when we do plan out the positive side of the future, of how we see things, we're in that feeling. We're feeling happy about it. We're discussing it. We're laughing about it. And before we know it, we created it in our mind. And then the reality, you know, we know that, you know, power of attraction, right? When we create it in our minds, and then it comes to fruition, it comes to reality. So it's the only way to get things in life is to really see the positive, you know, vision of it, vision in our minds.
And, you know, these tools and techniques that we, excuse me, that we keep sharing with our audience is important because they are tools and techniques. Instead of, you know, vegging in your living room, feeling sorry for yourself or feeling lost, there's no need for that. You have law of attraction tools. You have body knowledge system tools.
Yeah, mindfulness.
Sharon, you have all your tools in your toolbox,
yeah,
and mine,
absolutely.
Mine. So it's like, come on, just have a conversation with a coach, and you could get out of your head into your body confidence and know how to navigate what you want.
Right.
So
right.
What would be one thing that you would want this lovely person to know about making decisions?
So I think that so being present in your body, bringing yourself back, because sometimes we spend time in the bubble above our heads. When we feel doubt, when we're in doubt of ourselves, we are in stress. And when we are in stress, we know that we are not in our body. We're thinking about something in the past, and we're thinking about worrying about the future, and we're not here. And so I would say, bring yourself back to the now, and that once you're in the now, you can. What helps me come back into the now is gratitude. What's happening right now that's working? I have this, I have that. And then all of a sudden I am in my body and I'm feeling that body confidence again. How about you? Well, what is your ideas on that?
Well, I would, you know, I really think laughter and humor is just so crucial.
Definitely.
Laugh at yourself. Laugh at your neighbor.
Yeah.
Laugh at your kids.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Oh, look at that. She spilled that all over her body. Instead of just saying, oh, I have to wash that shirt again. No. Just, you know, chill out. And Sharon, tell people how they can contact you again.
Okay. You can contact me at sharonshriki@gmail.com. That's SHARON. SHRIQUI@gmail.com. And I'm looking forward to hearing from anybody. Please put the word podcast in the note, in the subject matter.
Good
so
point.
We can find you. Yeah. And how about you, Steph?
Bodyawe, BODYAWE.com. Or you can reach me at my toll-free number, 866-76 Coach, COACH. And Sharon, you know, I know the person who gave us this wonderful thing about making decisions, he or she has the tools now to go forward. And all of you, you can call us or leave an email message and we'll get back to you.
Definitely, definitely.
I'll see you next week. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, I just wanted to also say that Stephanie and I both offer free coaching, free 20-minute mini super session.
Mini one.
And you'd be surprised what can be achieved in just 20 minutes when you have
said.
Yeah, when you have somebody who's really listening. And so I urge everybody out there to take advantage of that. And we hope to hear from you.
Okay, I'll see you next week, girlfriend.
Absolutely, absolutely. I'll be there. Thank you.
Thanks for joining us today. We will be back with another great show on body confidence. To contact us individually, please send an email to coachstephaniewood@gmail.com. Or visit our show page at loaradionetwork.com/body-confidence. See you next week.